Well, I'm thinking of a little room.
Oh, a closet?
Yeah. And if you don't have a closet, but if you have a big piece of furniture instead, what's that called?
Wardrobe?
Yeah. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the side of the house?
Weatherboard.
And what do you call the covered area in front of the house where you can have chairs and sit outside and watch?
Porch.
And if you have a small porch with no roof, does it have a separate room?
No. It's still a porch.
Okay.
I believe we call them patios now, but it's a porch, actually.
Oh, okay. Would you ever call it a stoop?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you call a small fenced area next to a barn where you put the cows before they're milked?
That hadn't come before me. I don't have that. I haven't had that experience.
Yeah.
We've got cows, but we don't milk them. We feed cattle.
Okay. And this may be an off-the-road question, too. What do you call a wall or a fence made out of rocks or stones? I don't think you have that.
I guess it'd be a fence. I don't know.
Okay. What do you call a large wooden container about this big around with a handle on it that you can carry water or milk in?
Pail.
Okay. And if it's made out of metal instead of wood?
Bucket.
Okay. And what do you call the heavy iron thing that you use in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Frying pan.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Griddle.
Okay. Is a griddle the same? Does it have the same size?
No, we call it the frying pan, the deep pan, and the narrow lid a griddle.
Okay. Have you ever heard of people talk about a spider?
Spider? You mean a bug? Oh, you mean a spider? Oh, yes.
Like a frying pan?
Frying, yes. I've heard them called spiders.
But you wouldn't?
I wouldn't think so. No.
Okay, fine. What do you call the thing at the kitchen sink where you turn the water on?
Spigot.
Okay, and if you have it on a barrel, what do you call it then?
On a barrel?
Where you turn the...
Oh, no. It's still a spigot.
Okay. And how about if it's out in the yard?
It's still a spigot.
Okay. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them into for you to carry them home?
Bag.
Okay. And you have a name for a large bag made out of loosely woven cloth that, I don't know if they use anymore, but they used to be used to put 100 pounds of potatoes or chicken feed or something like that.
You mean a burlap sack? Sack we call it, yeah.
Okay. Do people ever call it anything else? Do you hear it called other things?
Bag, sack.
How about a croquet bag or croquet sack?
Croquet sack.
Is that the same
croquet thing? Croquet sack, yeah. Burlap, but we used to call it croquet sack. Burlap sack, no.
Okay. And what do you call a small musical instrument that you just hold up to your mouth and blow on?
Harmonica.
Okay. And how about another one that's made out of metal and a wire?
Jusharp.
Have you ever played one?
I tried to, got my tongue caught in it.
Oh, that just scares me. What do you call a piece of playground equipment with a long board balanced in the middle? A
seesaw.
Okay, and how about one that goes around and around?
Merry-go-round.
Have you ever heard that one called anything else? That goes around and around?
Can't think of it.
Okay. About flying, did it?
Maybe, but it's just not familiar.
Okay. What do you call a flat piece of stone that you hold in your hand and sharpen a knife on?
Flat rock.
And could you just name some different kinds of wooden fences that used to be around in the area?
You mean rail fence, board fence?
Were there different kinds of rail fences, or were they all made alike?
I believe they're all made alike, just zigzag.
Were they what,